me calling you up.
Okay. Thank you, councillors. Welcome to this extraordinary meeting of the Central Tablelands Water County Council. And thank you for your attendance. In opening this meeting, I'd like to acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet, and pay my respects to their elders, past, present and emerging, and extend that to any First Nations people who might be present or who might be listening to this recording online. The meeting will be recorded and anything we say today will be available on Council's website in a couple of weeks after the date of today's meeting. We do not have any apologies. All councillors are present. So we move on to the minutes of the previous meeting, which was on the 13th of April 2022. Someone like to move those minutes be received? Yeah, Councillor Nash, Councillor Wilson. I'll put that, those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Any matters arising from the minutes anyone wants to raise?
Good.
In that case, I'll move on to item six, reports of staff. First item 6.1 on page three is a request for a donation in support of the Henry Lawson Festival in Grenfell. Someone like to move the recommendation? Yes, Councillor Lawson. Yes, Councillor Best. Recommendation is for a contribution of $250,000 towards the festival.
Unless the committee members would be very happy, David.
big
part. That's land budget.
That doesn't have to be gold.
No doubt why it's come to council. Yes, Gavin's given a report. Any questions of Gavin in relation to this? Is something we do every year, I think, Gavin?
Yes, it is. Yeah, through you, Mr. Chairman. Every year we usually donate or contribute $250 towards this festival. Unfortunately, due to the last 2 years, due to the pandemic, the festival hasn't been able to be run, but it's a great opportunity, I believe, to support the festival in one of our supply areas.
Thanks, Kev. I'll put that, those in favour?
Aye.
Thank you, Carrie. Item 6.2, page 14, integrated planning and reporting requirements. The recommendation is that we endorse six integrated planning and reporting documents listed on the business paper. Would someone like to move that? That's for Rawson. Seconded.
Yes.
That's the Best. Thank you very much. I should mention that councils had the benefit before this meeting of a workshop with management where we've been through each of these plans. Questions have been asked and answered. So, Gav, would you just like to speak to this very briefly?
Yes, true. As the chairman, as we mentioned in our workshop, just our briefing session today, as well as our strategic workshop that we held in April, these are our IPNR plans that are put to council, our draft plans that have been put to council to be endorsed to go on public display for a 28-day period. This sets our strategic directions for the next 4 years or 10 years, and plus the delivery program for 4 years, the operational plan for and our budget for the next financial year. Our workforce management plan, which sets the resources, puts our resources in place for the next 4 years to deliver our program, as well as our asset management plan and our long-term financial plan for a 10-year period. In the long-term financial plan, it also sets out our capital works program for the next, as I said, for the next 10 years to make sure that council sets the fees and charges, but also it's the income, the revenue it requires to run its operations and to maintain our assets and deliver a quality service that we do, or essential service being water supply to our 15,000 consumers across our three constituent council areas. So,
thank you, Mr. GM. I'd simply like from the chair to congratulate General Manager and his directors on the amount of work they've put into developing these plans in a reasonably short time frame, and I can assure you from the council's point of view we acknowledge that and we're very grateful for the effort you've put in.
Thank you.
Any questions in relation to any of the plans we haven't dealt with before? That being the case, I will put that, those in favour?
Aye.
Declare that carried. We now move to item 7, confidential matters dealing with electricity procurement. Would someone like to move? We move into closed session. Councillor Rawson, Councillor Nash. Thank you very much. Okay, councillors, we are now back in open session. In closed session, we considered a recommendation in relation to procurement of electricity. The decision of council was as follows. But Council 1, note the extreme and unprecedented volatility of the electricity market currently being experienced. 2, replace the previous resolution from Council Report dated 16 June 2021, Resolution 21/041, which said, in principle, support a minimum of 50% of Council's electricity load to renewable energy power purchase agreement, where the pricing is lower than the existing contracted price, with contribute a minimum of 50% of council's electricity load to a renewable energy power purchase agreement. And 3, receive a report on completion of the procurement process. That ends this meeting. Thank you all for your attendance, and I declare the meeting closed.